Welcome to the Trophies and Medals podcast, where we discuss sports, fashion, music, and entertainment. Where trophies are temporary and medals are forever. What side are you on?
Welcome back to the Trophies in the Middle podcast. Your boy Batman with the F-Tide crew. We got Tony Love, Ty King, and I am not the whole Raheem Goodell in the building. What's good, fellas?
Hey, titty sucker.
Look, Harry Hines, and I stopped going to strip clubs. Shit. It's been like, what, 10, 15 years at this point?
Man, that's a lie.
You trying too hard to defend yourself, sir.
Exactly. Not, let it go. Right. Point that out.
I've definitely been to a strip club with you within the past 10 years.
Oh well, I am the same guy who also gave the URL for the escort thing too. So I can't, you know.
I don't even remember that.
This is not the way we're supposed to start off a goddamn podcast, but okay. I see how we're going with this.
That has helped me in my profession. Thank you.
I appreciate it, man. You know, see, I'm giving back to the community.
Hospitality. Plenty to talk about today. We'll get into NFL offseason. Plenty happened there with free agency starting. Nick Saban hating on NIL and part of why he retired. USC and LSU throwing hands. The Fab Five era in Michigan is over once again. We'll get into Bruno Mars gambling, TikTok banning, as well as Pornhub being banned in Texas. But first, let's start with the Chicago Bears. You would think this move, trading Justin Fields to the Steelers, shows their hand what they're going to do with the first pick of drafting a quarterback. I still think they should have made some, you know, traded out that first and still get, you know, trade back to 2 or 3. Or something of that nature, but what y'all think about that move with Justin going to the Steelers for little to nothing?
Like, you know what I'm saying? Like Philly said to Mister in the color purple, we ain't gonna wish nothing on good for you going forward in life. That was fucking asinine by the Bears.
No, I looked at it. I looked at it as that they're doing a completely new offense. You know,
with a new coach.
The Steelers or the Bears? Mm-hmm.
The Bears.
Once you do that with a new coach,
I think the Bears got two quarterbacks that fit into what, you know, historically what their QBs do. You know, play action, run first, offense, deep balls, scrambling QB runs.
So kind of speak to that. So they signed DeAndre Swift from the Eagles. They traded for Keenan Allen from the Chargers, and they also I feel like I'm missing somebody else offensively. Or maybe I'm thinking about the draft pick. But they got some, you know, now you got two established wide receivers. You got an established running back.
DJ Moore still there too.
You got DJ Moore. You got a decent tight end. So, like you said, they're, you know, you got big targets for him to throw. Even though DJ Moore is not that big, but he plays big. He's got like a Steve Smith type. So, with the speed. So, you can, you know, make it easier for a younger quarterback to hit the ground running.
Well, I hope they're not that quarterback again for USC.
So let me ask you this. Do you think they can trade back to 2 or 3 and still get Drake May and still get extra shit on top of it? Like me, I'm being greedy. You know what I'm saying? If I'm the Bears, I'm trying to make a team as deep as possible. And not worried about hitting the home run at quarterback because it's, you know, it's so hit or miss.
Exactly. Because I saw a list they showed with all the quarterbacks that came out that same year as Brock Purdy, and like none of them are playing a start. Yes. At all. He's the only one. And this is only 22. That letting you know quit shooting for swinging for the fences with quarterbacks.
Like, Kenny Pickett was a first round pick, and the Steelers happily moved off of him
without blinking.
Expeditiously. We're gonna send you somewhere to ride the pine. But I got a theory on that. We'll come back to that with Philly. But
I understand too why they did it though. I understand too why Chicago still did it because of the cap. You know, they don't wanna commit that $25 million for that fifth year. And I mean I get that too.
Reset the timeline with the money.
Yeah. Right. So I can understand that too. So I can't knock that. Which now makes sense why Pittsburgh of all teams would make that move. Rather, like they'll say, why other teams wouldn't take that chance? You're not gonna take no chance on a guy you may not want to drop $25 million on off for 1 year. You know, so that kind of makes.
Like you got two guys. I mean,
they got Russ and Justin.
But yeah,
Russ is only a mil. It's on. That's only like a mil. I mean, that's like $2 million.
But didn't somebody say in the chat that you said Russ might get traded, but I think it's going to be more Justin Fields.
Well, you know, either or. Depends who's played better, you keep him.
Yeah, but no, I don't think Justin's made it to the Steelers facility yet. So I think just hold up. We're still working some moves here. So he might.
That's a good call.
He might not be there for the long, you know.
Let me ask you this. Right. Why no other team was willing to trade a 6-round pick? On how old is Justin? Like 25?
The money though. The money. You know, pay that 20. That's why that option you have to pick. You got to decide if you want to pick up that fifth year option, and that's next. This next season. So, do you really want to make that trade?
20, but 25 is not that crazy. It's going to be like the situation I've been fussing about all week with the Titans.
Yeah, with the cap. The cap the way it is now.
Yeah, the cap money. Yeah, you got to have that flexibility. If you ain't got the flex. Ability that could eat up a lot of your cap money if you take him on.
If you
just came into some money.
But you're going to eventually pay somebody anyway. So like with the Titans, we didn't want to pay AJ Brown $100 million, so we traded him, and then 2 years later we fucking signed Calvin Ridley. Like I like Calvin Ridley at all, but he ain't AJ Brown.
Yeah, but I mean, like I said,
you're going to pay it eventually, whether it's this year, next year, the year after. If you think that you really found a good quarterback. You're going to be paying way more than 25 a year.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's true too. But I guess, you know, the other teams feel like they're going to do it through the draft or something, but they not. I guess they don't feel like Fields is worth that 25 because he was that number one pick. That's why that cap, that you know, because he's locked in that salary there. Nobody want to take that on.
Like you just said earlier, look at some of these recent drafts. A lot of these quarterbacks have been ass.
Yeah, so. Why not
get somebody that you at least have seen some flashes out of?
Or
I would have my Raiders didn't take that chance though, so I ain't complaining.
You're not even a Raiders fan. You're not a Raiders fan. Let's just cut that out.
He's downgraded to supporter.
I can support from a distance. We finally got a coach. Well, I mean, I like in the coach situation right now. You know, I'm still concerned. We don't got no running back. We got no quarterback. You know, we got a guess defensive cat.
Or we can kind of admit that with the way college is with the NIL, unless you are branded name in the NFL, you're dispensable.
Well, yeah, it's all going to be that way, though. That's never going to change until they make contracts guaranteed, which we know never going to happen. So this is how it's going to be.
More so now, saying that you're not going to play hard for the money because of the NIL.
You're still going to play hard.
Yeah,
you still going to play hard. Because you can't get that deal if you don't play hard. That's a 1 year. That's a year to year deal too, though. Most of those kids stuff is not no multiple years. That's just based off a year to year. Just like their scholarships are.
Right, but I'm just saying, like, you know, say for example, a rookie, let's say top five, you know, comes to the NFL already with $10 million in the account, right? Mm-hmm. I mean,
Caleb Williams.
Yeah, I'm saying, like, you know, like, is he really going to just be like, look, I'm trying to show right off the riff or whatever that I'm elite? You know, he's going to probably just be like, you know what, I'm good.
This is why certain positions are going to get pushed down now. A lot of people ain't going to be trying to draft those positions if they knew you already made a lot of money. We know your hunger ain't there. So it might drop your draft stock now. So, like,
there's no carrot, okay, no carrot at the end of the line.
Yeah, so, okay.
Yeah.
You make good money? Good. Respect it. Now, how get
you in the third? It's especially when, you know, when now that, you know, even though the playoffs have increased and everything, and all, but there's going to be some teams that's left out. Are they still going to put, you know, commit to that bowl game? You got this NIL money, but you didn't play in the bowl game for your team. So, well, is it worth drafting you? Even though you got your money, but you gave up on your team, why would I still, why would I bring you into my organization?
That's one of the main reasons why they did that NIL too, so they could play in the bowl games, because they know that's where the money at, the bowl games. So, nah, they can go on slack if they want, but trust me, Keller Williams actually going to be, you know, he's going to be the first guinea pig to see how that's going to work. So, Wilson Jagger said, so that's how we're going to peep this out going forward.
Let's talk about the team that's not a threat in the NFC South, the Atlanta Falcons. we not worried. I quoted you, Tony, the other day without telling my friend about it. Kirk Cousins is going to Atlanta. He's one of those early signings.
Help! Help! Somebody stole money from Atlanta. Help!
What's Kirk Cousins? Hey, Kirk Cousins is Hall of Fame negotiator. What do you got? 4 year, 100? No, 4 years, 180.
180.
Yeah. 180. Again, this is one of those teams.
80 guaranteed. Said, 80 guaranteed, man.
That said they didn't want to trade for Lamar. Obviously, they didn't want to trade for Justin Fields. 4 years, I'm not sure. The 4 years part is the mind-boggling part. I can see a two-year deal, but what Kirk's what, 35?
Yep.
Yeah. He's right on the money. That's right. I mean,
yeah, him and Russell Wilson, same draft class.
Yep. So
damn, that's crazy.
And he's like said,
I think he's a good fit. It's a good fit. I think it can work to a degree. Now, is this taking you to a championship level? I don't believe so. I think stat wise and like game to game, they're gonna
be no easy. Yeah, they're gonna be competitive.
They'll be competitive. But as far as getting to the next level, that's why I said the 4 years is the thing that, like, if you would have did a 2 year deal and you're still looking to draft your franchise quarterback,
I think they're looking at that as a 2 year deal. I think they're looking at that as more of a 2 year deal. That's why they gave so much money up front. That's why they gave so much money up front.
But
they need reasons. They need reasons to sell tickets.
Facts. That's why I say being competitive. And
Kirk Cousins is your.
But technically, no. Technically, it's not going to be Kirk. It's going to be those skilled players, because now you at least got a quarterback that can get them the ball to show what they can do. So it's not going to be Kirk selling tickets. It's going to be Bijan and Pitts and London selling the tickets. Is that now they're actually getting the fucking ball?
That's a lot of good weapons now. That's all I'm just saying.
I think the thing that's missing is who blocking for
him. Yes, I'll think of that too. he's coming off an Achilles. He's already not fast. Yeah.
Right. Because it's coming off. That's where the draft come in. Here we got to do something.
That's why I say a 2 year deal.
No defensive line in the history of NFL has more sacks against one team than the New Orleans Saints against the Atlanta Falcons. Who blocking?
Well, first of all, you can't.
Hence Matt Ryan face every time Cam sneaks up behind him.
Come on now. First of all, 75% of them sacks was from doggone the Dawn Patrol. So come on, man. You need to relax with that. You can't keep holding that. That's a different energy, yo.
The Dawn Patrol was different.
Cam Jordan has the most sacks on one quarterback in NFL history. But Matt Ryan, come on, man.
That man is
Matt Ryan, man. Yeah, man. Hey, Matt Ryan.
When Cam goes to the Hall of Fame, Matt Ryan better introduce him.
We have met many times.
Hey, man. I'm just saying, they're a little more competitive. That's all I'm saying. They're a little more competitive than last year, which I told you the last 5 years, they don't be surprised by Atlanta making some moves. And they made some moves.
Well,
that's all
I mean,
I'll just say.
The so question draft, they're gonna be they gotta be going offensive line and draft.
Yeah, exactly.
Gotta
they don't
be.
Definitely
gotta
yeah,
go
definitely
O-line
going
heavy.
Yeah, exactly.
So with the state of the NFC South right now, who's gonna really stop them?
It sure ain't Carolina.
It sure ain't the Saints.
No, the Saints will do it.
Okay, with Derek Carr?
I'm talking about the Saints defense. Our defense is another problem. But yeah, that Atlanta defense offense is does not scare me at all. Kyle Pitts has underperformed, in my opinion.
Oh, yeah, no quarterback, nigga. What the fuck? How you gonna perform if he's got the ball to throw the ball?
I mean Tampa with Baker Mayfield maybe is a threat. I mean, you know what I'm saying? But
I think that's gonna fall apart this year.
Yeah.
Hey, first of all, you know how y'all division roll anyway. Y'all niggas, there's always
y'all rotate division winners like a train. Like
exactly. So okay, we ain't holding our breath on this one. We'll know about week four. Y'all know how y'all division gonna go.
Last two seasons with our division winners barely been above 500, so
yeah. Like I said, man, it's a bad division all the way across the board now. It is what it is, but we just said somebody got to win that division.
Yeah, somebody got to win.
Like the late great Big said, all these niggas, you got to like one. All these folks, you got to fight one. Guess what? Somebody got to win the goddamn South. So good luck.
Or are you pretty much saying now since all the distractions are gone from New Orleans, they're going to automatically just start clicking?
What distractions are gone? Michael Thomas. No.
Jameis
wasn't a distraction.
He wasn't a distraction.
Who what?
Well, technically good because everybody was saying that he should be starting. Yeah, he should be starting. But it's the real distraction still there at the post.
Yeah.
Oh, all that. Dennis Raider South. That's right. Y'all are Raider South. I heard y'all got Nate. Y'all got my other quarterback too for the Raiders, Nate.
Nate Peterman.
Peterman. Y'all ain't want to say his fucking full name because it's just like, goddamn. Thank you. Appreciate it.
But somebody said we literally went into the Tulane sports complex and picked him out.
Well, geez. don't be surprised if John Gruden get on the staff.
Hey, man, we've been saying that for the past year and a half.
Please do.
Nah, he's in the middle of a lawsuit with the league. That's not going to be a welcome.
What y'all think about Russ? I know we alluded to this earlier, but with Russ going to the Steelers for a bag of chips, do y'all think – one thing I was saying is, like, at first, I'm like, oh, he got Pickens. He has a deep threat, a big time receiver that has a lot of talent. But I'm like, shit, he didn't have this before. He didn't have Percy Harvin. He didn't have DK Metcalf. And
he's had receivers before. Yeah.
Yeah.
Didn't seem to really shit to the next level.
Maybe this philosophy could Mike Tomlin motivate him to do something different because it's, you know, since he now got a black
and not be corny.
Yeah,
the corner's gonna be there.
Because your coach is more cooler than you, you know, and that's saying a lot when your fucking coach is more cooler than your quarterback.
I think it is philosophy. I think, you know, with Nathaniel Hack, like I've been hearing that, you know, ultimately Russell Wilson was Denver's second choice. So the first head coach,
yes,
you know, you brought him in for Aaron Rodgers. You didn't get Aaron Rodgers. Okay, let's get this dude. This dude wasn't ready. And then you got Sean Payton, who's a pre-snap offense type of coach. And that ain't Russ's game at all. And at no point did you try to, you know, accommodate yourself or adapt to what he does best. It was, you wanted to get him out and set that narrative.
Yeah. Once again, another egotistical coach not adapting to your players. And that's like, once again, why you keep drafting. That's why I say on all sports, why draft people that don't fit your system?
Exactly.
You won't go by your system. If you have a system that you want to stick, that's why you should only pick players that fit your system. Don't just go for the best available player. Cut that shit out. It makes no sense. You can't convert them to be something that they're not going to be able to do. And that's just the problem with most of these GMs. they want to swing, but then you see the certain teams that do get it right. Like, fuck, 49ers. Can't stand them, but they get it right.
Now, one thing I will say, the Steelers' defense kind of reminds you of what Seattle had. Like, they have potential to be that type of a defense. So right.
They can cause enough havoc.
They can cause havoc, get short fields, get turnovers, and give you plenty of opportunity to do your thing.
And see, play with the lead. And here's the thing I think is going to happen the best for Russ being with the Steelers. I think the good is going to come out of it. I hope it develops Darnell Washington, the tight end that they have.
Okay, yeah. Because he likes throwing to the tight end.
Yeah, he loves throwing to the tight end. So, somebody like that, big 6'7", five and turn around, you know.
Yeah.
You're going to get big first downs all day.
With big catch radius.
Look at Calais Cool, Harry Hyde. Give it player stats. You know what I'm saying? Just talk about, baby. They are development. You know what I'm saying?
This is why he's a research department.
Brother Martin, do for you. Shit. Not even this Brother
Martin. Tuition well paid.
I didn't know that the athletic director for Michigan went to Brother Martin, Walt Emanuel.
Ain't that a bitch?
So, yeah.
New Orleans is everywhere.
So did Eddie Robinson Jr., Alabama State head coach, went to Brother Martin.
Look at you being all proud of Brother Martin.
What? You? All right.
I only got niggas coming out of age, so it is what it is. I got Ike Taylor.
Ben Jarvis Green, whatever his name was, running back for the Bengals.
Yeah, niggas.
Jarvis Green. That's...
Yeah, all niggas.
Speaking of, you think LSU 2.0 is going to happen again?
With who? The Saints?
No, with Joe Burrow.
If they make that trade to go get Jefferson,
get Justin Jefferson.
Yeah, that's in mind. So that's actually in play.
It won't happen. So think about this.
I know.
It's the Bengals. We have talked about for years how cheap the Bengals are, right?
The Bengals are,
So you're telling me that they're going to spend damn near 75% of their cap space on their quarterback and two wide receivers?
Yeah, that ain't happening.
You basically gonna have the two highest paid wide receivers in the league.
That's why I laughed at it too. It's like, you don't pay T. Higgins. I'm like, that. How the hell you think you're gonna have
to? So, like, to me, it's like, if you're gonna pay Justin, you might as well keep T. Because I don't know. Like, if you're getting Justin, it's gonna take away from Chase to a certain. Like, you can't have them both making that type of money. Somebody's gonna have to take a slack as far as the pecking order. So to me, you just keep the pecking order where it is. You have Chase up here, you have T down here, and you pay T, slightly less money. But that's, that's just me because I want T to come to the Titans. I would love for us to get trade, man.
Who's going to be your quarterback and starting running back for the Titans?
Will Levis and Tony Pollard. No, Spears. Spears is going to start. Spears is going to start. Tony's going to be the backup.
Okay.
Will Levis is definitely the starting quarterback.
Levis is already. Yeah, I'm like, that's a given. There, he's gonna be the starter. That's already been put in play. You can tell that all the way.
He gonna throw the ball deep and throw plenty of interceptions. So,
but them goddamn Ravens though.
Ravens.
Oh God, we called it.
Hey, Deuce. Not about to say Deuce. I'm about to say Deuce McAllister. Derrick Henry. Going to the Ravens is that whole read option is going to be a fucking nightmare. And with that fullback that they got, because like that's one thing I didn't like that we stopped doing is like giving Henry a fullback.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? But like that big motherfucker loves to fucking lay people out. And
that's you got a quarterback. Got a quarterback that loves to do it. Got a running back that loves to do it. You got an offensive line. I love to do it.
Mm-hmm. It's going to be black and blue division all over again.
Yeah. Man, it's going to be a lot of cats limping off that field, boy. It's going to be a lot of limping, boy. It's going to be a lot of torn.
A lot of limping. A lot of teams with purple on the uniform by halftime.
Yeah. It's going to be Achilles, ACLs, and fucking blood clots.
shoulders too.
Dislocated shoulders.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Damn, dude, that read option is gonna be disrespectful, yo.
And like to me, if I'm them, I'm still gonna get another wide receiver.
Mm-hmm. So they still got that in the work because they got rid of Odell. So I'll let you know they're in the works of doing that.
I'm about to say, go get you a big target to be opposite of Zay Flowers.
There's a lot of receivers in the draft. So I mean,
yes, that's what I'm saying. You can get one later
in the draft. But what if they get Michael Thomas? Bring him up there.
Because like nobody touching him.
A lot of former Saints do wind up on the
Baltimore. So. And so do a lot of Titans. And so do a lot of Titans.
Yeah.
Damn.
I can't see nobody touching your boy Michael Thomas anymore.
It has to be a contender with good, strong culture. And that's why I said Baltimore, you know, Pittsburgh.
And right before training camp.
You know what?
Yeah, okay. Yeah. That makes sense, man. Yeah. Okay.
You know what? It's gonna probably be Miami.
No, he don't fit.
Dude, everybody leaving Miami, though. That's what I was looking at. What's up with that? Like, it was
defense, right? Defense leaving Miami.
Yeah.
Right. But my thing is he wants to go somewhere where he can get paid, obviously.
Well, he ain't getting paid no more.
Well, no, he ain't fast enough for Miami. He ain't fast.
That's what I'm saying. He don't fit the motion, misdirection type offense.
He's a slot guy, though.
Nobody worry about his slow ass, man.
Yeah, he's not fast enough for Miami.
Yeah, I don't see him fitting their offense.
Nah.
I would say San Diego, but, you know, your coach is just left Michigan and you Ohio State, so.
Yeah, that ain't gonna happen. Yeah,
why would I do that?
Yeah, so true. Yeah, especially you getting rid of get the best receiver you had. Your receiver just had the best season of his career. You trade him because he ain't want to take a pay cut.
Trade both of their receivers, but
they cut Mike and then trade Keenan.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so, but I guess they got the rookie, and then he was catching everything. That's their new number one, of course. But dang, you know, you still got to replace him with other cats, though. Like, damn, like you can't. They are gonna be focused on him already, but damn, you gotta distract him some kind of way with something else. So the Chargers, like he said, they completely blowing up that whole thing though. So, you know, they got rid of Eckler and everything too.
Yeah, so I with all those moves, I mean, it looks like Herbert might not be there too much longer because you got rid of your good receivers here and you're going to more run, you know, run happy offense, and that ain't Herbert.
That ain't his vibe at all.
Yeah, he gunslinger. He don't lose the game for you.
No, but that's the thing. They probably, to be honest with you, they probably need to have that balance because that's when they flaw.
But this is Jim Harbaugh, so we want to see him fail. So let's just keep it moving and call it.
Why?
Cheater, man.
Well, one, he's denied that that whole Michigan scandal, those players getting molested. You know, he's denied that his former coach not know anything about it.
Oh, yeah, y'all I forgot lying. About that. Yeah.
He's like, y'all lying. Y'all ain't getting molested. And like, what?
He left a whole pit. He just left a whole mess in Michigan, yo. So it's like, nah.
Expect this championship to get vacated.
Oh, yeah, vacated.
Within the next 18 months.
Yeah. That's why he took, that's why he jumped ship so quickly.
That's why Pete Carroll did it.
Oh, did
with
too.
The USC.
Yep.
Like, and y'all gonna figure it out. I'll be going by then.
Exactly.
Kiss me if you can.
Yeah.
Right. Pretty much.
Reggie Bush took money? I ain't know about that. What?
Nigga, what?
We had a player going to other people's games. We Michigan. Why we need to do that?
Yeah, but like you said before, it's like it was kind of hard to like penalize him in season. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
But I don't know. Who trusts the NCAA anyway?
Nobody.
Exactly. So both sides is full of shit at the end of the day. Right.
Yeah.
Bottom line.
It's just a matter of who's less full of shit.
Right, pretty much. Should we speak about that other organization in Texas here that didn't do really anything?
Dude, can you please alone? Stop it, man. God dang. We all know. We saw the news. ESPN does it enough. Chill out.
I'm just saying, though.
All in. My ass.
Yeah.
Oh, Dak situation. Oh, we got to talk about the Dak situation.
Oh, man. So I don't know much about it, but like, it was what, 2018, 2017?
17.
So he would have been in college.
No, nah, he came out in 16. You think he
was second 16. Year. Yeah, it was second year.
So sexual assault allegations. Damn, that's actually a long time ago. That's 7 years ago.
And try to sue for $100 million. Extortion. But like he said this, he already put this, he been putting the heads up about this for a minute that this person just keep coming back, asking for money all of these for the last few years, and now the Diddy effect has kicked in. Yeah. So now everybody being opportunists now. Because now they can just get some hush money. They shoot high and just the whatever they can get there, they'll be happy with.
Oh, I would say the mom already received the money.
Mm.
The child is just mad because now she's older. Now she wants justification. More money.
Oh, you're talking about Jerry Jones, but that's
Jerry.
You're talking about Jerry.
We're talking about
Dak
right now. We ain't talking about Jerry. Yeah, now I'll give it to Jerry though too in his foolery. That's how you know that all this happened.
No, but
that's how you know all this happening. But they can't sweep it all under the rug at one time.
But I mean, my thing is, here's my thing. That's what, when they're saying, I guess you want. Well, I can. My opinion. This is a season where this is great that this came up, because if it is true, you don't have to let him go anyway.
Right.
Right. That's what I'm about to say. Like setup,
they have all the heavy hitters
either contract ending this after this season, or the only one is Michael Parsons for 2025. And to me, you don't let Michael Parsons go. But CeeDee Lamb, Dak, what?
You think they're gonna pay Michael Parsons?
I think that's why I try to do the Dak situation so they can't pay him. Get Dak off the books.
Why wouldn't you pay Michael Parsons?
Oh, I agree. Why you wouldn't? But you think the Dallas Cowboys are gonna pay?
They need a name.
You gonna need the name, so you're gonna have to resign him. You're gonna take a L on that one, because that is way bigger of a name. Where you
like to me, like to me, the long term, you keep CeeDee Lamb and you keep Michael Parsons. Either there, everybody else go.
Yep,
in my opinion. Mm-hmm. But like you said, we talk about the Dallas Cowboys.
Exactly.
I mean, time will tell. We got plenty of time to talk about that, but like, damn, like I can't even think about them letting Micah Parsons go. Like, that was a great pick for them to fail in their lap.
That's what I'm saying. That's what they got. Because
they didn't even really want him at that spot. They didn't even think he was going to be there available. So,
right. I don't think they're going to give him up. Nah, he's too popular of a player, too.
All right, welcome back. Real quick. This is off schedule, kind of changing what we're going to do for the second segment. But getting that notification and seeing the video of Kyrie Irving hitting the game winner over Jokic, we need to have this discussion again, Tony Love. Kyrie Irving, most skilled ever. I still don't think he is the most skilled ever, but this is a...
he's the most definitely skilled in the last...
This
generation, I say that. This decade,
probably. Yeah, easily. But this is like one of those things. Like, okay, this is my case, and this is Exhibit A. This nigga shot a running left-handed hook over a 7-footer for game winner, like he was Magic Irving against Boston in the finals. Like, that's to me. That's what I talk about when we were talking about that. Like, that's what I'm talking about being skilled, doing the right thing in the right situation. Is you're going to your left. So, yes, he could have did a step back like James Harden or Jason Tatum and shit like that. But, no, that shit is an unnecessary, difficult shot. Why not use my momentum going to my left hand and shoot a running hook from 18 feet? And them niggas went crazy with that shit. That, because, like, they on a, like, this was, because I was going to talk about them last week, but... Because I was talking about how well Luka and Kyrie are playing and the team is still trash. Like, them niggas putting up numbers and they still losing games and shit like that. But I think now a 6-game winning streak.
Okay, I'm just not seeing it. Goddamn.
Like that's what me and Rashawn was saying. Like, if anything, you would think a normal person would do like a step back and try to pull up, and it'll be ultra league contested. But like, this nigga did a running sweeping hook with the left hand. Like,
that's no shit. Glass. No goddamn glass.
That shit wild. But well, the Mavs is you know, like I said, they're on the hot streak now, but they've been, you know, Luka and Kyrie is everything that they've been paying for, but it's just not turning into wins on a consistent basis.
Right.
What were you about to say, Jimmy?
So the skill part about it. So you're saying that like making the right play at the right time, is that what I'm hearing? Or
yes. Like LeBron.
That's what I'm about to say. If that's I can't call him the most skilled then, because
right. Well, I agree.
I feel like that's LeBron in itself.
No, I was gonna say I agree though. I think LeBron is probably the most skilled overall, but Kyrie is right up there with him. But like LeBron, like the thing is like with LeBron, they use it against him like it's a fault. Oh, he made the right pass. Like, nigga, you supposed to make that pass. Like it's
overachieving as is, man. They got a nitpick at him because he's overachieving.
So like it's kind of like like when I'm coaching, it's like I tell like the team, this is what we should do, this and that and the other. And then for certain players, I pull them to the sides. Like, yeah, you want a fast break and pulling up a 30-footer is actually the best shot in this situation with this lineup. You know what I'm saying? So that's how LeBron should think sometimes. It's like, I'm not gonna kick this shit out to I don't know, Shannon
Austin Reeves.
Austin Reeves.
Back in the days and
yeah, like Danny Green. Yeah, like sometimes you one on one is the better option than somebody else one on wide open. You know what I'm saying? So they use against LeBron, but like you said, Kyrie, you know, only problem with Kyrie is he's only 6'3".
That's what Kyrie, I was about to say. If he was 6'8", yes.
Oh my God. 6'8",
they wouldn't have you wouldn't hear nothing else other than he's supposed to have 6 rings.
Well, he doesn't have a personality. So that's the other thing too.
Oh, no, he has one. People just don't like his personality.
Yes, facts. Facts.
Well, he don't have a personality. You know, that's how society is today, you know. True. You don't have one.
True.
If they don't
he doesn't have a jock personality.
That's true too.
Yeah.
True.
That's because he hits.
He has a Bill Walton personality.
Nice.
Bill Russell. I'll go Bill Russell.
Combination of both.
But reporters don't want to talk to Kyrie because Kyrie is more smarter than them, and they don't want to talk to somebody that's smarter than them. So, you know, that makes them highly uncomfortable.
No,
Kyrie will make you look bad, and Kyrie gonna make you look bad at the same time too. You say something stupid.
That, but he's also not gonna give you that sound bite, that gotcha moment.
Oh he's not gonna do that. Yeah,
he's not gonna be like out there. Because even when he was like, I think they were talking about LeBron. He was like, we're supposed to be arguing or fighting, like, you know what I mean? Like, he's gonna give you that. He's not gonna give you that. Like, man, you know, fuck the dude, mama, or whatever. Like, he's not gonna go off.
He's
like
not gonna set himself up.
Yeah. So that's what makes reporters mad about that. There's no, what you call it?
You don't do typical nigga shit.
Right. But there's no tagline. There's no clickbait.
Right.
Yes.
So you got to invent something. Oh, Kyrie says the world is flat.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right.
Him and all these other MFs out here doing that crazy stuff on that. So
Scientology. First person to say it.
Right. Like, but you know, what's his name? John Travolta over here, Scientology major.
Right.
They all of the Tom Hanks jumping on top of couches and stuff, but you're right, Kyrie's crazy.
No, Tom Cruise. Yeah, we gotta protect Tom Hanks at all costs.
Leave Tommy Oakland out of this.
That's how people's right there. Nah, we ain't talking about Tom Hanks good for life.
I was staying in the NBA, so ever since the All Star break, NBA scoring has been down. So I think it's a tactic. All of a sudden, every sports outlet and things like that have been talking about it and talking about how it's been this secret conversation about allowing the game to be more physical. And then the NBA talking about, oh, we didn't have no talk about that. Like, it's definitely by design. It's like, why all of a sudden everybody's talking about it if it didn't fucking happen? So
that's why you can't talk to Shaq about cheating refs.
Right, because he fucking lost his damn mind about that shit. And they start slapping the fuck out them damn papers on that fucking set. Talking about, we can't let this get out. Like, nigga, we know it exists. What we said a couple weeks ago, we know wrestling fake.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But clearly the NBA has, and the referees have, you know, started, you know, letting contact go a little bit. Somebody pointed out, I think it was Vince Gill, was like, some teams is going to work to their benefit. Like, the more physical teams, the teams that are built to be more physical in play, like, it's going to work to their advantage. As far as the finish of the season, and if this continues in the playoffs, because, I mean, just in the playoffs in general, they don't let the flopping shit go as much as they used to in the regular season. So, like, that's going to be a thing that you got to be able to adjust for that part of the season.
And I think it's a concerted effort to get away. All right, we're past the Golden State era of, you know, jacking up threes and stuff. We want to see more penetration in the paint. We want to see, you know, just more finishes in that half-court offense in the paint.
Well, that's because John Q, old fuddy-duddy, keeps talking about how in my era it was more physical. And Jordan had to drive to the lane, and he getting fouled by the Knicks. Just because it was more violent don't mean it was better. Those two things start
mutual. Yeah, exactly. Right.
It was just more violent. That's not.
Look, you know, back in the 90s, you can punch somebody and don't get kicked out of the game.
Right.
Yeah, you just get a tech.
Right. Not automatically. For $250.
who was it? Who was it? Mean Joe Green basically made a career out of the head slap, right?
Like, yeah.
Him and Deacon Jones.
Deacon Jones. That's what I wanted to say.
Deacon Jones, the one that had the cast on his hand.
It's literally
people concussions.
He was clubbing niggas. He was really legitimately clubbing niggas, like, for real. Like,
again, that don't make it better just because it was more violent. Like, football, you get away with it because it literally is a violent sport.
But the physicality, it has to be. But the stuff that we've seen with it got to be that violent.
But there's also another line of it, too, is like, niggas just going to the paint and just throwing the head back and drawing a foul to get two free throws.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. James Harden.
Shout out to Trae Young. James Harden.
Look, MVP.
They didn't need to focus on the traveling, the carrying. They didn't focus more on that stuff than this, all this physicality and just making the refs be more accountable for their bad decisions, too.
But see, but with the traveling and the carrying, that's more of the European game being brought into that. That's why it's being more loud.
Last time. Yeah.
And that's why, and then you wonder why niggas doing what they're doing, and now you're getting mad. Like, come on, like, make up your mind.
But here's the thing, though. Here's the funny part about that, and this is the part where it makes me do that, because it's like when you had people like Rafer Austin, for those who don't know, that's Skip to Malou, and Iverson and Marbury and all them that was doing, that's Carey.
But now you let it go.
Euro players in there. And because you tried to expand the game, because you already got the playgrounds, right? You got the blacktop. You got the Rucker Parks and all that. But you're trying to expand it out more to Euro, so now we have to change the rules to fit.
Yeah, I saw a video the past week or so. It was Dominique Wilkins in the 80s. And I saw another one with Rod Strickland. I forgot which one of y'all posted the Rod Strickland video in the chat.
That was me.
But Dominique did a Euro step, clearly two steps, called travel. Rod Strickland, same thing. Clearly two steps, called travel. Because again, like you said, it was considered hot. Like, you know, even as soon as the 80s, going between your legs on a dribble was considered hot dogging.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
That's crazy,
and that term in itself is not even said anymore. Hot dogging. You know what I'm saying?
James Wooden would pull you out, kick you out of practice if you dribble through your legs.
That's what I'm about to say. That sounds mm-hmm. like you had a coach tell you were a hot dog in one.
Yes, that's all definitely had that. Yeah, no, it's definitely personal. You know what I'm saying? I was, you know, being tall as a youth, or like Cousin Vinny said, youths, to grab a rebound and try to lead the break was taboo for me. Regardless if I can handle the ball better than our guards.
Yeah, because my coach told me I need to stop swinging elbows.
Clearly,
two totally different games.
Clearly,
totally different games. Because I'm big, but look, because I'm bigger than all the other kids, I can't grab a rebound and swing my elbows. But you literally teach that, right? You grab a come down with the. But I can't do it because I'm bigger than all the other kids.
Well, yeah, that man gotta be fair.
Damn, bro.
That would have been welcomed on that time.
Come on, move on. You should have moved and left to the New Orleans East. You've been welcome.
All right, we hitting ribs now. Okay.
But look, I would look at all of that. I would have welcomed it. Like, no blood, no foul. Right? That's how.
Hey, man, we was playing against a grown ass 6'2", 200-plus-pound safety from the NFL.
Oh, you giving him too much hype? Go, you can bring that down.
Where was he? He was holding me.
Bring that down. Brian, that man was not tall. He said 6'2".
He was taller than me.
No, well, he was not.
He was not
taller than you then.
No, maybe then. Yeah. You're right. I'm thinking about when I was.
Yeah, he probably was 5'10".
Right, yeah, 5'10". Yeah, I give him 5'10".
5'10", 5'9".
No.
Yeah. I was there to look him in the eyes when I swung on him. I was there to look him in the eyes when I swung at him. So, yeah, I know his height. I didn't swing up, nigga. I saw him straight across. I was swinging. So I knew that height.
And they say y'all swinging their shoulder length.
I would like to point out that this is the second person from Ebtide that he has discredited. Because when we talked about Greg.
Oh, Greg.
Like, damn, son. And I don't even know Greg. I hope Greg ain't listening.
Oh man.
Yeah, man. Nah, man. But 5'10", yeah, tough though. Like I said, I know that. Like I said, from just swinging at him and shit. So it is what it is.
Oh yeah. Man. Y'all boys wild. ain't never a dull moment. Let's go to college sports.
Real quick though, before we go there, Aaron Donald retired.
Shout out to hey man, and I've been seeing these memes online when and this can apply to a lot of players. It's like, how great was this player in your time? And all you got to show is fucking Aaron Donald being tripled teamed
at times, quadrupled, right? Because he was trying to chip in
as a defensive tackle, an undersized defensive, quote unquote, undersized defensive tackle. That's why they gave them in the draft. Triple teamed and still winning.
Yes. They're not moving him. They're not pushing him anywhere. They're standing him up, but they're not moving him.
And keep in mind, the second Super Bowl he was in, the only reason they won that game, because somebody gave him a cheap shot out of bounds. They had the man contained up until that point. You woke up a fucking monster.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You had every answer for him, and then you want to take a cheap shot. We handling your bitch ass. What?
You did what?
Hold my beer.
Oh, I'm sure you handle it now.
Hey, man, he's one of those people that you can't even really explain. You just got to sit and watch it. And that's what I think going back to the whole this generation and the 90s trend that's going on social media is like, you have to appreciate and understand what was happening in the time. So yes, Allen Iverson didn't go left, but guess what? Ain't nobody was staying in front of his ass at all. If it was that easy, then your ass would be in the NBA. If it was that simple. If it was that simple, you know what I'm saying? Like I tell kids all the time, if you're telling me that I can reverse pivot and go glass and get 25 a game like Tim Duncan, if it's so easy, why don't you do it?
Yeah.
Tim Duncan was boring. He didn't do this. Well, you go out there and do it.
Yeah.
Stop him from doing it.
Well, that's the other part of it.
If it's so easy, stop him from doing it then, because it didn't seem to hurt his career.
Come on, say, because you know it's coming.
Right. And that's the bad part about it. You know
it's coming. And that's the Clyde Drexler, another example. We talk about him all the time. He don't go left.
Yeah. Never went left.
Never.
And Michael Finley.
He didn't even dribble with his head up. Like something that you teach a fucking 8-year-old. Yeah. He didn't even dribble with his head up. He dribbled down.
But
his head out of here.
I don't know why people feel like saying that somehow diminished his career. Allen Iverson, he can't go to his left. Hell, to me, that just made it seem even more of a feat. Because he's doing this all with his right hand?
You should be happy he only going with one goddamn hand. And if that's the case, because if you have both, oh, God.
Because let me tell you, definitely Tyronn Lue is glad he didn't have left hand.
Yeah.
If you did all that with your right hand.
Yeah. Look, Jordan called him a little bitch.
Look.
Because he fucking crossed the ball with so fucking bad. You know?
Come on, man.
But I read somewhere, about these GOAT conversations. I wanted to get y'all opinion on it. You know, people who consistently have these GOAT conversations didn't enjoy the era that they were watching. What do you think about that?
In terms of what? What you mean?
Like you, the fact that you can't sit up there and see, be in your era, enjoy what you're seeing, and take it for what it is, where you're sitting up there defending your era over this, and this is why this person's a GOAT. Like, do you think it comes from you didn't enjoy it? Or
a timeism. A timeism. Yeah. It's like racism. It's timeism. Yeah.
So I think what happens is, in people's minds, because Jordan probably did something to their team,
yes,
some incredible feat, he can't be beat.
And he just never lost in the finals too. And you know, they want to make that as a major thing.
It's a funny stat, because then you don't tell how many times he got bounced out of the first round either.
Right.
Right. Exactly.
Right. You pick and choose it. You pick and choose it. What, you know?
But it is also, it goes into the off the court hype as well. You know?
Oh, definitely. Nike and Gatorade?
Gatorade.
Yeah, ESPN?
The machine was behind him strong.
But what the other part about it is, but you can also still appreciate what he did.
Definitely.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? Because, like, again, it goes to the eye test. I'm a big eye test person and not looking at the stats. When I'm watching shit on WGN on a random night, he busting ass.
Which was another thing that I'm saying. WGN was broadcast in Louisiana. I don't know
nationwide. Yeah.
We're getting Chicago in Louisiana, so we have no choice. Because we don't even have a basketball team at this point.
Right, because you had between Chicago and Atlanta. You had TBS with Atlanta.
TBS and WGN.
That's it.
So you either going to be a Cubs fan, a Bulls fan, or you're going to be a Braves fan or a Hawks fan if you was living in a city that didn't have a sports team.
Andre Dawson. I'm about to say that too. But the other thing is too, like for me personally, I was able to appreciate the different generations based on like all those little VHS tapes where it was like the best of the 60s, the best of the 70s, or whatever the shit was called. And I can see the progression. So like, yes, I can appreciate that Elgin Baylor in the 70s was a fucking monster.
Right.
I can appreciate that and can clearly see, well, he don't know how to do X, Y, and Z because the game has progressed from fucking 72 to 86. And that's what the kids are not understanding now. Is like, they can't understand, like, in the 80s, you didn't have a basketball trainer to train you outside of your team practices. Right.
Shoveling that slow with your trainer.
Two things. You got to realize too. At some point in time of looking at somebody in Kareem's era, let's just say Kareem's era, You weren't allowed to dunk, and they didn't have a three-point line. Oh, what do you want them to do?
The whole the not allowing to dunk is crazy.
Well, again, that was in college, but
Yeah,
you're developing.
It was in the NBA a little bit too. No, it was in the NBA for a little while.
No, it wasn't in college. But the thing is that if you're not allowed to do it in college, you're not even in the mentality to do it when you get to the next level.
I got you. All right, that makes sense.
Hence, he's what? 7'4", 7'2", something like that?
Yeah, he was 7'2".
He's 7'2", and you're doing a hook shot? Over 6'8" guys,
disrespectful. Like, Shaq, disrespectful.
Which was the era. Now Shaq turns around in that era. He just turns around and dunks on this dude. But you don't have that mentality to do that. You got to develop your game, a finesse.
And again, and like we were talking about earlier, if you dribble between your legs or do anything too quote unquote fancy, you're getting pulled out the game.
Yeah, dunk was disrespectful.
Get that stuff off the playground.
You only dunk once. If you did it a second time, you were coming down here first.
Yeah.
That too.
Yeah, there was all the cut the shit out your head.
I don't remember what it was, but it was just one season where it was just like high school, college, pro. Everybody was just breaking the backboard. Like at least
That was like that 85, 86.
Something like that.
Range.
Everybody was tearing it down.
Even
in the 90s, because when Ham did it, they had another dude at North Carolina that did it too. Can't remember who it was, but yeah, it was just like you just see all these random videos of just dude tearing down. Even in the 90s, when players got bigger, faster, stronger, which we have now again in 2024, bigger, faster, stronger, because you know,
Charles Evolution probably has the best. Charles Smith probably still has the best dunk of in like breaking the backboard and everything, probably of all time. The way he just came swooping around that lane and then dunked on somebody and then ripped the rim and had it in his hand. That was just like crazy.
Again, we had to adjust for Shaq. Right? Like Shaq is literally breaking the whole, he's not breaking the backboard. He's taking the whole.
He's breaking the hydraulics of the goal.
That was all Dale Brown's fault. That's all Dale told him to do. Just put it in their goddamn life and keep it moving. Just dunk it. I don't need you to do nothing else fancy. Dunk it. Turn around. Here's the thing.
Nah, just how we just had that argument. Now imagine what Kareem's college career looks like if he's allowed to do that.
Yeah.
It was already crazy as is.
Right. And look, this is college, right? So your average center at that point, what, 6'5", maybe?
Yeah, 6'7".
Yeah, maybe.
7'2" in college, bro. Like, come on. You couldn't do that.
7'2" in agile.
Right.
Most unstoppable shot of all time.
Probably. Wingspan probably 8 feet.
I saw his high school highlights at Powell Memorial in New York. Woo, all you see him is... You see him throw it to the rim. Yeah.
Woof. I forgot the name of that documentary. That's a good one on Kareem. And it shines some great light and kind of like refocus on me putting him top three all time. couple college things. I don't think we talked about this. USC versus LSU ladies, that fight, and old boy that jumped out of the stands and realized that he too damn small to be trying to defend his sister.
Oh, goddamn. He's like, oh, you said, oh, shit, that bitch tall.
Here's the thing. There are too many 6'6 women basketball players, right? Mm-hmm. So that means everybody on the court, including the coaches, were taller than you. How tall are you, sir? Because
he did look bad,
He out there looking micro mini pimpers. Right. And nigga hopped that damn scoreboard and it was scores table and like, oh shit, nigga, I'm in the error. I'm somewhere I'm not supposed to be at.
You thought, hey, she's still a woman. I could whip her ass. Oh no.
Right. Right. But here's the thing, when he said that, oh no, when he pushed her and she didn't go anywhere.
Yes. So I wouldn't know the person that saw that. It was like,
okay.
All right. Yeah. Damn.
Maybe I rethink this.
Sir, she is not American.
Look.
Exactly.
Hey, this is only for my anime Dragon Ball Z people, but that little scanner, that reader.
Yes. The rating went off the chart. Sir. The ratings, this gotta be incorrect. It's saying she's level 800.
That power meter went up when he did that push and he scanned us. Oh, wait, no. Reevaluate. Back out. Eject.
Yeah, man. Hey, that's but, again.
What did he think he was anyway?
Like, I don't know. What the fuck was you thinking? Like, it's a game, nigga. Like, it's a game. Yeah. Don't practice.
So, at I'm about to tell you, at USL, we used to practice against Jimmy. You wasn't part of it, but like me, Louis.
Yeah, I did.
Louis,
I was for the
we used to scrimmage against the girls,
right? The girls, yeah.
And they had the big Australian chick. Yeah. That's the one that fucking pushed my ass into the damn wall and shit on the dunk and shit. Yeah. But like, dog, like these ain't no normal chicks. Like this is, you know what I'm saying? And this is at USL. This is at Louisiana Lafayette. Like, so what you think you're getting at these prime time schools? Like, this, these
sir, are their testosterone level is probably as high as yours.
Boom, Mike.
Boom, Mike.
Here's the thing. But here's the thing, though. Just like how we talked about the NBA, that was in the 90s.
Yeah.
They're bigger, faster, stronger now, right?
This is new age.
Better nutrition now.
Yeah,
better training now.
You're right.
They have personal trainers.
She's solid, though. That's a solid woman from Brazil. You think she done slapped her? You know how many niggas she done slapped the Brazilians out there in fucking Brazil? Slapping it.
I slapped the bananas out your ass, nigga.
Man. Look. Jesus. That was a little racist, so that does not reflect any of the thoughts of the Flight 742 podcast. Just so we're clear.
What y'all think about Juwan Howard getting fired from Michigan?
That shocked me. That came like I didn't realize it was that bad over there. Like for some reason, I feel like they were just in the Final Four or something. Right?
They fell off like a bad man.
Yeah,
I think Elite Eight they went to.
Yeah, something like that. Like they made a nice little run.
But it was also like it came out that he got in a fight with one of the trainers or something like that.
Or something. You got to fight with a trainer. Physical. You got to fight with a trainer. You got into a fight with a coach. Then you bring the Fab Five back together.
Yes.
You're doing too much, niggas.
So that's what I was about to bring up. That's the only thing I get from his coaching era is that at least he was able to bring back the Fab Five together.
Nah,
but
he wasn't supposed to do
if
that.
If you ain't, though. I'm about to say, but if you ain't winning, you can't
that
do that type of shit.
Right.
That's why I think why he tried to do it. That's the thing, and that's showing the hell backfired. I think he was
you focus on left. You're focused on the wrong thing. And that's how it gets used against you.
Well, also, I feel to believe in this era, because we got to keep in mind, this era of basketball is different. Again, in recruiting, you literally need your boosters now, right?
Like, yes,
you
right.
Can not exist without boosters. It probably made it a little bit hard when he bought the Fab Five back. Because there's still some people that harbored whatever, for whatever reason, I have no clue. Still
the
have
same people that wrote them racist-ass letters to the players.
Right. You still have some ill will towards them, especially Chris Webber. Like,
yeah.
And to have him back, like, probably if they had bought all the rest of them back, they probably
back. Cool, but bringing Webber?
Chris Webber? Yeah, that rubbed a lot of people the wrong way.
Right. Like, I think that was the straw. I feel like that was the straw that broke the camel's back.
I think that kind of...
Because Chris Webber owes us an apology.
Yes.
For like, what? You know how much money I made, Joe? Gotta go
right. And still, because you can still buy a Michigan Chris Webber jersey, right? It's called throwback. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And it has the University of Athletic seal on it, so they get a cut up. So they still making money off of Chris Webber. Come on, man.
I wish he would have did better being at another school and doing that than doing that shit at Michigan, honestly.
But at the same time, because Juwan was always the quote unquote good guy, and he probably did it for the right reasons. And like, hey, I played here. I want to bring this back to a certain level, this and that and the other. But everybody don't see the plan that you see.
And then all the shots that Jalen took to at Michigan once he left too. stays it well.
I still think he will go to, he will go to another school and
oh yeah, he'll definitely do it then. Yeah, he'll be fine at another school, no doubt.
I think this I think this was a reality check. It's like, you, even though you're doing it for the right reasons, everybody ain't on board with it.
And the one other thing too, it ain't always good to go home.
And it, man, say it again.
It's just not always good, man. You don't go coach back at your old school. This go somewhere to a whole other state. Don't even coach in the same state.
The expectations are different.
Different, yeah.
Yes. Yeah. I personally have thought about this, like, man, it'll be cool to go back and coach at high school. And this.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Nope.
It wouldn't be. Nope. It wouldn't be.
Mm-mm. We got to win state every year.
Yeah, you badly played and this and that and the other, and so and so was better than you. And
yep.
It wouldn't work out.
Right. That's why I said, yeah, you always go somewhere different.
All right, welcome back. Continue to talk some college sports.
Fuck 32 teams.
As Tony Love sips his beer. Nick Saban has continued to talk about basically what has exited him out the coaching realms and how NIL is, quote unquote, destroying what he know and love. Is it a situation of what he's saying is true, or is it a situation of we ain't trying to hear from that particular messenger?
Things is both, pretty much. Both. Bottom line, very simple,
Because here's the thing. Truthfully, I don't even know if it was NIL that got him out. What got him out was Texas and Oklahoma coming in the SEC with Florida State and other teams to follow, right? That's what's getting, because now you don't have a Vanderbilt that you can just beat up on, or you know what I'm saying? The occasional Ole Miss team.
Ole Miss,
Every and don't mess year. Up, yeah, and don't mess up your legacy with this new format. This
every walk year. Away. You gotta get now.
And now you gotta worry about money on top of that? Nah, I'm good. Yeah.
Not just any money, though. All money.
Right.
Yeah. Right.
That's a different kind of money.
Yeah.
Right.
And we don't want to talk about the cocaine cowboys in Florida, right?
Exactly.
Different kind of money over
here. Yeah, exactly.
Different kind of money than that hillbilly money. That's...
Right, yeah. Yo, Alabama money ain't gonna do this money. Texas and Florida.
They money a lot more liquid.
Yeah.
Right. Literally.
Right.
So yeah, it's like, it's time for him to go sit down somewhere anyway. Shit, he in his 70s.
But what was upsetting for me is that he never, after 50 years of coaching, you never thought that when you brought these recruits over to your house, they thinking about, damn, this motherfucker making all this money off of us. That's how it came across to me, that thought never came across your mind.
Not one player.
Yeah, and it ain't up to the player. Trust me, the players' parents have said it for sure.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. The parents, how are we gonna get paid?
Yeah, so we know the parents been saying this shit forever. So yeah, so it's just like, is it the fact that he just know now he didn't want to have to make it clear how much money he's giving out? This is what this is at the end of the day.
But also, there is a slight push. I want to go play for somebody who looked like me.
Yeah,
and I'm not even talking about Colorado, because even UCLA, even Michigan State was on that
UCLA track. UCLA is stacked a nice little staff.
Like,
that's a staff.
That's that.
Yeah, good word for that. Staff.
Good.
That's so Cal. Well, you own it.
It's an impressive staff we put together.
I saw that staff the other day. I was like, what the fuck? All these niggas over there?
Yeah, for real.
I was shocked by that. I was like, damn.
That's like that real. Damn.
Right. On repeat.
Wait, he there? Y'all got him over there?
Mm-hmm. How y'all did that?
Man, look.
That UCLA medical money over there getting real, boy.
Hey, look, quiet as a kelp.
And film.
Quiet as a kelp. Tulane been up in these rankings every other year, right? They be right there.
And Now it's going to be up a lot more. They about to be a little bit more. Them doctors.
All right, heart surgeons.
Yeah. Your doctor's doctor went to Tulane. That's what I'm doing.
Yeah. Right.
And like Tony Love said, too, get ready for SMU.
Ooh, boy, they coming. You think Pony Express was something.
They got the real stallions now, nigga. They about to bring stallions in this bitch.
Woo! Boy, yeah. this documentary gonna be like a Luke video. Whoa. It's coming.
So that's gonna be interesting.
Cause the only thing holding Miami back is now they wanna be, you know, Coral Gables. It's more
that's
about
the dedication. That's the president, man. That's the fucking president and shit, man. We don't have a true Miami president there. Like
Miami football.
The one that did the line,
right?
The president,
all of it.
The president,
right? All of it.
We need a president that was part of the Miami Hurricanes era with the cocaine and everything involved.
Shout out to Greg Olsen Freestyle.
Seven War, nigga. I mean, look, Seven War.
D Red.
Seven Floor. Oh, man.
That was great, man. He said, hey, I walk with a third leg. I said, yo, Greg, we're out here wilding. Pause, like, chill, nigga. Pause on that. Like, what is all that, Greg?
They said somebody showed him, like, one day that somebody interviewed him, just some random sports guy, Channel 9, whatever. Nobody like important. They say he showed him the video. This video of him looking at the video, and it's just like this sheer white horror comes over his face. Because now he's like, you know, analyst.
The top five man alive.
And look, he was pale white, just sheer horror.
What these niggas had me doing?
That was not me. He's trying to deny. I'm like, nah, that's you, man.
In the words of Rick James, cocaine is a hell of a drug.
Hell of a drug.
Mm-hmm. I was partying, like, motherfucker.
Yeah.
Hey, man. I don't know why he never said it. Tony Roman get away from saying nigga on the air. I think you all right with your raps on me. I think you be all right.
Yeah, but they ain't too forgiving on TV.
Yeah.
Jerry Jones can say, fuck y'all, he's still going to be my quarterback and everybody be okay with it. TV ain't got that. They kind of advertising them.
Yeah.
They tread lightly with that, especially Disney. Yeah.
Well, like I said, he on Fox, so he's safe. You know, Fox. But Fox across.
Who on Fox?
Nobody. None of these major companies own it. Not Disney, I know that. That's ABC.
I thought somebody had bought them.
No, that's in the works.
It's in the works for them to join on the to join on the app.
Okay.
They're gonna join forces on the app.
Oh, you know what I'm thinking about? They bought Fox 20th Century. Like
the movie studio.
Yeah.
Movie studio.
Okay. But journalism is separate.
Rupert Murdoch owns Fox.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, good call. Switching off of sports, couple things, pop culture. Bruno Mars, what the fuck are you doing?
That's not real, man. That can't be real.
No, but it's a possibility because you working in Vegas, you're there 90% of the time. That shit is going to be tempting. That shit, that's the devil on the shoulder. Hey.
No doubt.
You know what I'm saying? Mil? So like, but I'm about to say, maybe the number is not real.
Yeah.
But the number, situation, man. I definitely feel is real.
Oh, no. He got it. Yeah, no, I get the gambling problem, but not 50. Not
50, though. 50, yeah, 50. 50 is, because the thing is, it wouldn't get to 50.
No, it wouldn't.
Yeah. It would not. It would not get to 50. It would barely get to 5.
Yeah, you get to 5, you can't come back in.
Right.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So, like, that's the thing. It's like, the situation is real. I think the number is fake. Again, you know what I'm saying? You know
we know about the gambling issue real. Man, he got caught doing coke in the bathroom. So, we know he did. Yeah, we know the gambling real. So, nah, that's not no problem with that part.
and that's my version of me finding out that wrestling was fake. That everybody does cocaine. So I would never think Bruno Mars is out here doing cocaine, but hey, you know what I'm saying, dude?
Look, for years we thought Bobby put Whitney on crack, right?
No, I didn't. Well, everybody else did, and everybody was yelling at my ass like I was a crazy motherfucker. Like, no, that nigga was a drinker.
Right.
Nah, Whitney was on that other shit because her brothers put on that shit.
Right. Bobby by the pound, Whitney by the key. Look, shout out to Pimp C.
Oh man, it's sad, but yeah, man, it's just it's part of the era.
When the family had come out and vouched for Bobby, Bobby didn't put on them drugs.
Right?
She was on
before. Bobby just brought it out of her.
Yeah,
he allowed her to be
her. Yeah. He's like, baby. Go on, be you, baby. I got you. And then, oh, you want a nigga? Nigga was here, boy.
And I say allow as encouraged it.
You're right.
Because I don't want, you know, any female listeners allowed. Like, I know what that sounds like. So, you know.
Yeah.
Still want to express the. These are the thoughts.
Whatever.
Oh man.
You should know. You should actually already know better if they listen to this podcast. Let's just hear what it is.
Amen. You know, you never know who might be having their first time. Never knew who their first
time. But they're gonna learn today then.
And that's the problem. That's why I have to put this disclaimer in there, because they learned it.
Mm-hmm. Try to get them back. Next non-sport. Government. United States of America, they are taking a stand on TikTok.
Not school shootings.
Not free healthcare. I'm about to say, not only school shootings. School shootings in fucking elementary schools. Not, like you said, not healthcare, not affordable housing, not retirement funds, fucking TikTok.
TikTok and removing all slavery from books.
Yes.
That's their focus.
What are we doing?
Because the Chinese got our information, man. You know that.
But meanwhile, Tony Love can be riding down the street listening to some music, and then all of a sudden, half the music fucking supplies a playlist immediately. You know what I'm saying?
Missing Harry Hines in that statement.
But they ain't, it's okay for to domestically steal. We just don't want nobody else stealing.
Oh, no doubt. Hey, man. Hey, you know, we already what? How much in debt we are with China? The same man.
Again, I can look at something on Instagram and then, or better yet, I can go to Walmart.com and look at something. And then I go to Instagram and now it's an advertisement for it. But you know, nobody's listening, right? Okay.
Yeah.
They have audio of Martin Luther King.
And this was back in what, 61?
Right? Nobody's listening.
Nobody listening. Okay. Now we got all these devices in our hands. You talking about from a watch to your phone, and you talking about they can't hear nothing?
It's all access, right? This is the thing that kills me about people who don't want to like do things like, well, I don't want to scan my ID to buy liquor. Yeah. Because you feel like then the government is going to get your information, but you just paid with a credit card on your phone.
All your information. All your demographics.
And everything.
And that's how I feel too,
right?
That's how I feel like when people talk about like, don't do X, Y, and Z because, you know what I'm saying, they're going to hack your account and steal all your money and shit, this and that. No, like, if they wanted to do it, they would have done it already.
Yeah.
I'm going to do it regardless.
There's nothing, look, the government gets hacked. Why do you feel like John?
What makes you special? Yeah.
Hacked, right?
Yeah, what makes you so special? Like I said, these things are hacking the world
Only iPhone that's hack-proof.
Yeah.
Never mind that that's literally the phone of choice to get hacked, right? Because everybody has them.
Has one, so it's more studied.
You right.
We're going to go debunk that. It's Android, baby. Go ahead and put that back on Android hand.
No, because here's the thing. Both of them. Here's the difference.
I'm going to get
Here's how they play with the numbers. Mm-hmm. They say Androids, Samsung, Motorola, every last one of them are considered Androids. So yes, out of all of those versus Apple, yes, Androids get hacked more. But if you break it down individually, Apple is way past everybody.
Because think about it like this. There's only one one Apple software, right?
Software.
Period.
So you can iron that down, whether it's Apple 13, 14, 12, 11, 10, blah, blah, blah.
Because everybody's going to get the latest new one.
Yes.
Right.
So, but
everybody get the same updates.
It's easier to, whatever, versus an Android. The Motorola Android software is slightly different. The Samsung Android is slightly different, so forth and so forth. So, like, it's easier to deal with Apple because you have a baseline to study from.
You still gonna bullshit. Do this shit, and then you get hacked. What you gonna do? You gonna call them? They gonna get your money back? Keep it fucking moving. That's all you can do. Ain't nothing gonna. And was it gonna be done? Gonna be done.
Right.
Unless we going back to the days of sticking cash in the mattress.
Oh, Harry Hines.
Bro, it look, ain't nothing you can do.
Nah, exactly.
Ain't nothing you can do.
You got a debit card. You get hit. You gonna get hacked. You swipe that bad boy anywhere you at. You know, you order something online. No matter what you do.
The hackers are getting, the Russian government, the hackers are getting hacked.
They hacked. Yes.
That's how you know shit real. Chill out, man.
Do you really think that the government is literally working with Facebook to generate consumers' reactions? Because you know, that's the thing, TikTok is more global, right?
Mm-hmm.
Than Facebook. Yeah. So if you get rid of TikTok, everybody goes back to Meta, which Facebook trends,
Instagram.
Yeah.
Yeah, we know what this is about.
You control it then. It's a smaller
pathway.
Yeah, pathway of how you distribute information. And now they're not watching the Fox and the CBSs and all like that.
Well, what about this?
TikTok for the information.
But what about this? What about I saw somebody say this on TikTok. It was like one of the biggest things that getting swept under the rug is that there are thousands of people that are quitting their corporate jobs and are making money off of social media.
Yeah.
So this is a way to, and I'm not sure how the payouts work for TikTok versus Facebook, Instagram, or YouTube, but if TikTok is one of the higher payouts, like, is that a thing too? Because like they already hating on people. Right, I'm gonna say they're already hating on people from working from home, and now you know what I'm saying, if people can get paid from doing social media shit, like that's even worse.
Here's the thing: even if you don't know how the distribution of money works in terms of like TikTok and Instagram and that, if you just watch somebody's live, you can see $20 donation, $30 super sticker. Here's $100 because you just told me this sad story about your daughter or your grandmother or whatever it was. Here's $200 to help with that. Here's this.
And they can't track that through TikTok. They can't track it through, and they don't like the fact they can't track what you're getting.
Right.
Overseas compared to where they can track everything here with all little, like you said, the sites that we have here in the U.S.
You just don't want the money in secret to be somewhere else. You want to control that.
Because I know in the case of Facebook is the only internet in some of these smaller countries. They don't even sit up here and say the internet. They say, well, I'm a Facebook.
Yeah.
Mm.
It's not even. I'm a Google this. I'm a Facebook. Well, on Facebook, they're saying that.
Yeah, because in China Google is banned in China.
Yeah.
And that's why they're trying to, you know, go for tick for tack here. So it's like, so that's all this is. That's all about. It's some tick for tack shit. Because there's a lot of social media stuff that's banned in China.
Mm-hmm.
That, you know, food too, and all kinds of shit. Like, they are very strict about a lot of shit that they do over there. And like now they just want to find something. And the only thing they can find to stick it to China right now is TikTok. That's all they can think of. They got nothing else to work with but that. That's all
you
they
know,
got
today. You know what this is? To bring it back to college. Because all of these countries at one point in time were working together, right? This is when the Fab Five broke up. This is the fallout of what happens when the Fab Five break out, right?
Break up, right?
Now everybody just beefing with each other, and they don't know, and everybody's being petty, and they don't. You just taking shots in the media. And just,
it's like everybody got two sides right now. Yeah. Like, are you rocking with China or are you rocking with the U.S.? And you know, everybody going back and forth like, ah, China, though, they shit, everything come out of fucking China. Ah, fuck the U.S. right now. I gotta roll where all the money at.
Yeah,
and that's where the money at right now.
But who's benefiting the most off of TikTok? Black folks, basically, right?
Yeah, that's TikTok, what I'm saying. It's like, because you're getting them out of corporate America, and they're not going to, you know, they ain't trying to see that.
Not only
TikTok,
it's universal. I think it's universal, honestly. There's a lot of white folks on this too that we just don't pay attention to. But not only that,
this is TikTok is where like literally people get like information. Like, oh boy, what's the dude name? Just on a smaller scale, something to Stallion.
Jordan,
all these little deals and stuff, and that's on a smaller scale, right? Like this, we're not even talking about the people who get on and talk about like tax breaks and how you invest in this and real estate and all like this stuff that they talk about, right? Just on that scale, you're thinking about how individually people are getting over.
This nigga giving out barbecue recipes and shit.
Right.
But then you know, but yeah, but then the crazy thing is, you know, in China they don't even use TikTok like this.
No,
it's all educational. Yeah, it's like digital encyclopedia. Like this only information only is what you get in China though.
No, the only pushback I give to that is it's going to put the algorithm is only going to put out what you put in.
Yes.
Right.
America, we aren't focused on it. Clearly, we aren't focused on education.
That's
right?
Not our problem.
So, for example, if we're only looking for big titty women, Tony Love tag is going to be tattooed.
New titties.
we already know he'll be following before all the rest of us and shit. We don't see him first. And then we'd be like, God damn it, here he goes again.
It's a safe place. It's a safe place.
Is Tony Love following us? Nah.
You know what though? You know what though? Between Tony Love in the chest and Batman, you in the red bones, it's real, man. And see how yellow they. Nigga, your name is right there too, nigga. I be seeing that's like, God damn it, and beat me to the punch. So, between y'all two, y'all got your types. Y'all got one type.
We some pioneers. Man.
Like, oh, she cold. She was cold.
you are missing one.
What?
You gotta include
the thick thigh coordination.
No, I'm just saying that's one of the Tide members who was actively active on TikTok. He just don't come on every once in a while unless Minnesota is brought up.
Yeah, I thought he was talking about me and Studs. I was about to say,
say my name, nigga.
Hey, Jim. Look, I'm not mad at you over that, bro. Like, that's a real thing.
Still titties under that shirt.
Uh-huh.
Say what you
want. Is that representative of your podcast? You gonna give a disclaimer for that one?
No, we endorse that.
Okay.
That is endorsed. We definitely endorse that.
On the same pathway, Tony Love, what's your feelings about Texas being banned from Pornhub?
Are y'all banned?
Yeah, we banned.
It's banned, nigga. We're
like banned, or you can't, or you have to verify it.
No, banned.
Banned. You can't verify nothing.
I tried to log in.
I did too, nigga. I just for low key. I just to see what happened. I was curious to see what the fuck was gonna happen.
I tried to log in. I got the disclaimer. We see that you are a resident in Texas, so you are restricted.
Wow. All right. Okay. VPN. Use a VPN. You'll be fine.
Is it that serious?
I did. I didn't know, because I know out here in Louisiana, because I remember this was like a year or two ago, they put, it was supposedly a ban, but you
the age restriction.
Verify, yeah, they put an age restriction on it. And if you get, if you had to, which again, mind you, this is what you have to do to watch porn. You have to then scan your, or get your license through the LA Wallet app. Mm-hmm. And then you have to link the LA Wallet app to the Pornhub, so that it allows you to then.
That's why Pornhub said, "Fuck Texas, them niggas ain't doing. We ain't about to put them through all of that shit. We just gonna ban the whole fucking state. Well, we ain't got no time for that."
Well, the main push behind it, the main push behind it is child pornography.
On Pornhub,
and all of them, yeah.
But they've eliminated. I'm about to say, I ain't never seen no shit like that.
I'm about to say, yeah, they eliminated.
But again, that goes back to the
algorithm, right? You're looking for it, so it's not going to show up.
Yeah, that's because right. I know a lot of my saved videos disappear. They're like, oh, I guess that was something. Okay. Yeah. And I thought they took care of that. Like, okay.
Hold on, time out.
We're not gonna walk.
Let's let it go.
No.
Jimmy, let it go. Let it go.
Hold on.
Hey man, that's your partner in crime. Let it go.
Lock him up.
For a hot second, I was gonna let it walk. It's like when they throw their four hearts and you know they're in it. But it's like, right. For that hot second, you're like, maybe. Nah, I gotta say something.
Because if you look at it, well, how about this? Let's just say this language.
We
in Mexico.
Log in.
No. No, but in Mexico.
He said log in.
So like, say for example, let it go. But a lot of, I got myself about this. In Mexico, Pornhub was a global thing, right? So in Mexico,
yes, it is.
So, you know, in Mexico, they say the chick might be 18 on camera, but she could be 15. I mean, that just be real.
True.
On that note, we're going to leave it there. Tony Love, what have you learned this episode?
No. First of all, no. Tony Love is not about to get away with it. He took a shot at a person in a wheelchair. He will not get away with that shot and got the audacity for so many years taking shots at me about motherfuckers in a wheelchair. What's the reason why you said that this happened? Because that motherfucking dick don't work. That's why he fucking got it. You ain't not about to let that ride. As much backlash I've got about wheelchairs, motherfucker, you had the audacity to say that of all things, because you mad at him that your Pornhub subscription has been blocked. Nigga, you log in. Now I see why you took that shot.
Shout out to Chapel City.
God damn, nigga. Your ass said dick don't work, and that's why he got us blocked in Texas. Take that, and leave me the fuck alone going forward by cursing out somebody. About
I will leave it alone until it is restored in the state of Texas.
I can give you that, bro. But God damn it, I was not going to let you get away with this shit. So we're going to document this one. Because God damn it, I'm 30 fucking years of me hearing this shit? Nah, nigga.
Yeah, it has been 30 years.
Nigga, sound like mystical.
Sick and tired of being sick and tired. God damn.
I can't. None of this is the expression of the 5742 podcast.
Oh, man, that's what I said. Moving on. Total love. What have you learned this episode?
Okay, what I learned is who's gonna block for Cousins? Falcons don't worry me. These coaches' egos prevail again, getting rid of these quarterbacks they don't want. sports fans, enjoy your era. Leave these GOAT conversations alone. Saban never really thought these players actually wanted money. He's all about player development. Wow. And yes, I have a P-Hub login.
Hey, y'all understand how much pain I'm going through over here, dog? Like, oh, I'm dying, bro.
Hey, man, you owe Hot Wheel Abbott an apology, then, for some of this shit don't work, man. You fucking file for that shit, nigga.
Okay, fuck Greg Abbott.
Wait, bro, you gotta be a different kind of nigga to have a subscription to a free porn site.
Shout out to Van Lathan. Shout out to Van Lathan.
Yeah, you gotta log in the same.
You got to have an account to save.
That's right. He got a good call. But I respect it.
Tony, here's the thing. Why don't you just remember what the video was and then type it in the search bar to go?
He ain't got time for all that.
Too much light, right?
It's so much easier. I go to my favorites list. And it's right there.
Oh, man.
Now I got to start this process all over again.
Oh. Hey, Tony Love, in your words, always executing. Always executing. That man says, oh, man. It may not be the right way, but it's the best way.
Yeah. Talking about just remember.
That's a lot of names over the years.
We are in a digital age, sir. Hey, how many phone numbers you still remember? Come on now.
Oh, man. On that note, we are out.
This the same nigga that just took 20 years to get a damn camera phone, and now he got the audacity to fuck around here and do this. Oh, this nigga hit something else, boy. Oh,
hey, man.
One question. Do you actually have it saved as your favorites and the spot that you want to start at?
No, I don't have the spot. The spot.
I'll get one. He got the basic plan.
I got the basic plan. I don't pay.
This for levels to this.
I'm not understanding this.
Hold up. Let it go. I just wanted to ask that question.
Hey,
like, you have
hey, we out. Hey, see y'all next week.
This is my I found out everybody do cocaine moment. Like, get with it. There's levels to the support.
Yeah, because what you talking about? He said this is why he said. This industry is never going out of business because you have people to this level that's going to pay for that still, even though it's free. Because they want you pay. I know on the pay side, you get live videos and shit. Ooh. Like this level to the shit.
Yeah, levels.
This is the sports podcast.
We got to branch out of sports from time to time. We got bigger problems in these streets, man.
Hey,
stop this segment, for porn, people.
Hey, this segment is Harry Hines subscriptions.
Hey, man. I am pushing the button. See y'all next week.
We still ain't talking about the 32 team yet.
We're not going to do that. We did it enough.
I don't flip my stands on it now. I believe.
Good day, sir. Good day, sir. Good day, sir.
Because he's going to keep going down this rabbit hole. The rabbit hole is going way deep.
I'm on the basic package. That's all.